Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back. 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. Happy anniversary to the Kiplinger folks, the folks who produced the Kiplinger letter, the tax letter, the agriculture letter, the Kiplinger personal finance report, the website. Mr. Austin Kiplinger is our guest this half hour. He's the 92-year-old patriarch, editor emeritus of that organization. His father founded it. It's a great American family-owned small business entrepreneurial success story. Mr. Kiplinger, happy anniversary. In 2 days, you guys will celebrate your 87th anniversary.
Thank you, and thank you, Jim. And I want to tell you, the letter is 87 years old, and I'm 5 years old.
I know. You had a birthday on the 19th. You were 92 on September 19th.
That is correct.
Well,
I grew up in my father's office, and I think I almost did.
I think you probably did. So happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to the Kiplinger folks. And as my audience knows, I've been covering your letter for over 12 years now. Every week we do an interview with your editors. Jim Ostroff is our regular these days, and he's doing a great job. And so congratulations again. Mr. Kiplinger, you've circumnavigated this earth on a number of different variations of your career as a private individual, as a journalist, as a naval aviator in World War II. What do you think about planet Earth these days?
Well, you know, the thing that's different is that we are all in touch with each other now, and it has its upsides and its downsides, of course, as we know. But people are communicating around the world. I mean, they just press that little button, and they talk to somebody 25,000 miles away.
It's Skype, for example. Yeah, there's a program called Skype. I don't know if you've used that or not, but you can talk to somebody on the other side of the planet for free.
I know it, and people are doing it.
I know. They are.
But I went to Madagascar last year. That's way down south of the equator,
right,
out in the Indian Ocean.
Right.
That's a long way away.
Mm-hmm.
And then this year I went to East Africa, Tanzania, and that was a fascinating trip.
I bet it was.
I was on safari in the middle of what they call the savannas, and there were elephants and lions.
Right.
And giraffes and
you were shooting stuff. You were shooting them with your camera, weren't you?
I have a $9.75 instant Kodak.
Do you think, in terms of the human beings on planet Earth, do you think how would you rank where we are right now in terms of human beings getting along with each other, being a threat to each other, or not being a threat?
Well, you know,
how would you think we are today compared to other times in your life?
We spent 2,000 years trying to build governments, and they've gotten sort of big, and then they got up to, they started with city-states, and then they went to principalities, and then they went to royal kingdoms, and then they went to empires, and then we got into this world block stuff with the Soviets and the free world.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, I think we're going back to... We're going back to tribalism.
Really?
Now, that isn't
what do
all
you mean?
Bad, but it has a lot of different characteristics, and governments can't control these things.
What do you mean by tribalism? Define that for us.
Well, you know, look at what we're dealing with in Asia now. We're not dealing with governments. We're dealing with little groups of people, each
right.
one of whom comes from its own background.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You've got Uzbekistan, and you've got Afghanistan.
Well, look what's happening
Kazakhstan
in Afghanistan.
We weren't
able to assimilate Afghanistan the way we were able to create some level of nationalism in Iraq. Afghanistan is never going to be like that, is it?
I don't think we can deal with things the way we used to. That's the simple fact.
What would you think would be the new solution?
Well, I don't know what the answer is, but I think military is part of it, of course, but
yeah.
We can't rely on that as the final answer.
Right.
And I think that the Secretary of Defense knows that, and I think the President knows that, but
right.
everybody's struggling to find out what the alternative is.
Well, I think you're right, and I think we've got a new set of rules that we've got to work on, and of course, you know how what's been said for a long time, the military always fights the last war.
That's exactly right. And being an old naval aviator, I know that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Some of the things I had on my airplane were unnecessary by the time the war got to the point that I was in.
Right.
But there's no way around that. I don't know what you can do about it.
Talk to us a little bit about politics. The Republicans and the Democrats still going at it tooth and nail. Is anything very much different today than it was, say, 30, 40, 50, 60 years ago?
Well, yes, it is different. The center of power has been spread, and it's been kind of diluted. I've been thinking about this recently. I've covered a lot of national political conventions
right.
back in the 50s and the 60s. And I believe the last convention at which the candidate was really selected at the convention by negotiation and compromise was John F. Kennedy in 1960.
Wow.
Now, if you go back since that time, we have the primaries, and we have the caucuses, and we have all of that.
Right.
It's a longer process, and it may be more democratic, but it's certainly less manageable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the point about politics. It's less manageable.
You think we'd be better off to go back to those old conventional?
Well, you know, it doesn't matter whether we'd be better. We're not going to.
Ah.
You know, my work all the time, and you know this, is not on to tell people what ought to be, but tell them what's going to be.
Exactly. That's how that's the Kiplinger model. It sure is. Mr. Kiplinger, hold on to that thought. Folks, we're in the middle of the second jobless recovery in less than 10 years. And this has been unique in the history, I think, of the United States. And I want to get Mr. Kiplinger's thoughts on this structural unemployment that we seem to be building in the United States. He has some thoughts on that, and we'll talk about that after these messages. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.